Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. It is a Wednesday. What is
today?
Yes, today is Wednesday.
Yeah, it is Wednesday.
Believe it or not, August 2nd. We've been through 7 months of this year so far. And you're listening to Building Fortunes Radio in our very special segment that we do with Dr. Jacqueline and Irvin Harris. And it is always my distinct pleasure to introduce both people, but I got to share with you how this started. I started working with Irvin Harris many.
Thanks for listening to Building
Fortunes. Okay, sorry about that, guys. We must have had a little bit of a tangle on the way we set up our radio show, and that is not totally unexpected because we had a lot of a tangle relative to the hurricane. So for all those people listening in, today is September 13th, 2017. I'm in Florida, and we had the Hurricane Irma, which we survived, by the way, and we must have messed up. We must have thought that I wouldn't be here, so we started a new replay, and that's why you heard that other introduction. So I got a chance to do an introduction live for Dr. Jacqueline and Irvin Harris. So many years ago, when Irvin Harris was a customer of ours, I always had some really great conversations with Irvin. And I realized the company he was working with is a good company, and he's a good guy, and he was doing different things in teaching and coaching and had a previous background I'll tell you about as well. But overall, I said, you know, if I were building a home-based business, I would want to build it with you. You know, good company, aggressive compensation plan, great product line. Someone's going to watch my back. Someone's going to help me out, you know, steer me in the right general direction. And we started Building Fortunes Radio, and I said, why don't you host a radio show segment with us? We can get it started, give you a little bit of the structure that you were looking for to be able to plug into as well. And he said, sure, I'd love to do it. And this would be really excellent for me to bring in my wife into doing this as well, because she helps with the business too. So I had spent most of my time working with Irvin, and I don't think any time working with Dr. Jacqueline. So besides all the, and I got to say this with a smile on my face, all the times he told me how wonderful she was and all that sort of stuff, of course I listened, and I knew that she was wonderful and talented and successful and all those really cool things. And I said, well, let's be kind of cool. And if it helps you, it helps us as well. I had no idea how great Dr. Jacqueline really was and how accomplished she is in her regular business, and she'll tell you about that as well. So we've been doing this specific radio show for quite a while. It's almost since the beginning of Building Fortunes Radio, and I am always super tickled and pleased when they can make it live. So we've had some things that got in the way, hurricanes, business, illnesses, stuff in general, holidays every once in a while get in the way. So we are back and we are live talking about the benefits of getting started and continuing in a home-based business. And me just a little bit more so than ever before because of the hurricane, I got a chance to spend all of the time where I really needed to be. And that was not distracted with being separated by home and work. So I work from home. So for me, there was none of the stresses of, boy, where's my loyalty? Is it towards my business or is it towards my family and my safety for the family? It was all in the same place, which was really kind of cool. So I want to introduce Dr. Jacqueline Harris first. So, Dr. Jacqueline, thanks for being here.
Peter, thanks so much for having us. And I just want to say, and I know Urban echoes the same thing, we're just so happy that you and your family are safe and that you're okay and you weathered it through that bad storm.
Right. We planned for the worst, had a replay up and ready. But we expected the best, so here we are live. So perfect.
Yes, and that's awesome.
Here. Yep.
Thanks, Peter. And hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Jacqueline Harris. And I tell you, Peter, you get so much, you get better and better at that introduction. I don't know what to say. It leaves me speechless each time. And you, Irvin gets more and more points, don't you,
Irvin?
Because Peter gets so good.
Well, I think I sent him an email with like an introduction, so he had everything down packed.
I've smoothened it out. Anybody who's listened to previous radio shows knows that I've smoothened it out.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Jacqueline Harris, and I've been a successful entrepreneur in the health and wellness industry for well over 20 years, psychologist, hypnotherapist, motivational speaker. But what brings me the most joy is being part of the Building Fortunes Radio family and doing the show with Peter.
Hello.
Thank you.
And with you, Irvin.
My turn.
Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Irvin Harris. And, you know, first and foremost, I'm a happy husband. I actually should just stop right there because that's all that's necessary and needed.
That's
but
I
will. Say,
yeah. We all understand.
I will let the audience know a little bit more about you know, my experience in the past. I am a former law enforcement investigative officer, an educator, psychologist, and a basketball coach. And it's wonderful to be here on this show to speak with people about the benefits of working from home, and there's a lot of benefits to that, and especially starting a home-based business. And, you know, we usually say this at the end of the shows, but we're always looking for people that we can help guide and, you know, point them towards some activities that they can do to change their life and be successful in starting their own home-based business.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, you just left out one of the most important things that you're doing now, as well as a professor at college, which I think is, you know, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
As an adjunct professor.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I've been involved in working in colleges for almost a decade, and that's doing the coaching. So, you know, yes, I've extended the services that I provide to the community by being a professor. So you want to call me Professor Harris now?
I guess we're going to have to start calling you Professor Irv. Huh?
Do we have to? Like, do we have to?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. You have no choice if you want to pass.
They call you Professor Harris, right? They just say Professor Harris.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mm. You know, but, you know, I tell you, Peter did a great job in introducing us, as you stated. And, you know, what do you have to say after that? You know, I always like to talk about his company, PM Marketing, that provides wonderful support to anybody that's looking to start a home-based business that requires you to work with people. And his company provides very, very good prospects and people to work with. You know, yes, you have to do the sifting and sorting, and you have to be an open type of person to, you know, be able to do those types of things. But, you know, we have a referral site that is through PM Marketing, and that is the detourgroup.com/iHarris. It's an affiliate site. So, yeah, I figured, you know, before we actually get into the show, why not, you know, start it off or kick it off with some of the benefits that PM Marketing offers to our customers and the PM Marketing customers. How about that, Peter?
Sounds good to me. Well, I look at the stuff that we do as a little bit like knowing, or somebody giving you the combination to a lock as you're trying to get into, say, for instance, a door, a room, or a locker. So, boy, wouldn't it be easy if you knew, you know, twist it to the right, twist it to the left, twist it to the right, and know when to start and when to stop, and how much easier things would be. So that's kind of like what we've done. So in my business, we've been doing this for almost 20 years. And previous to that, for the last 11 or 12 years, I was in direct sales and direct sales management. So we know a lot about the basics and how to teach this sort of stuff. So when you join with us as a Building Fortunes affiliates under Dr. Jacqueline Irvin Harris, and you get a chance to actually leverage their successes and their levels of expertise along with ours. So we have tools, systems, platforms, everything that someone would need to be able to build successfully not only a home-based business, but just about, I think, just about any kind of a business. And for those people that come and work with us, you can kind of get started for free or near free and buy whatever you need along the way, but really get plugged in with people that have made this their lifestyle or their, you know, livelihood, and they treat it like a real profession. So we're not playing. We do this for fun, but also we do it for real. And that's what people get a chance to take advantage of. So in essence, you could take advantage of working with the people with like myself over at PM Marketing, because we have hundreds of archived audios, dozens of movies, weekly webinars. We do 20 somewhat every single day. We have Building Fortunes Radio as a radio show as well, and a whole bunch of other things too. So probably, and I think this is fair enough to say, you'll never find anything that even comes close to duplicating what we've done, because of the length of time, the depth of the expanded product line, and all the other things that I previously mentioned. So it's a unique situation. Why do we do it? Because we're evangelists for home-based businesses. We really do believe that probably your best path would be like the one that I just recommended. In a hurricane, where would you want to be? Oh, I got to go to the office? Or, oh, I have to be at the building? Or would you rather be home with your family the whole time? And I got a chance to be home at the family with at the whole time without being separated. So can't put a price tag on that. So back to you.
Oh, okay. Well, I know we spoke a little bit earlier, and you decided that, you know, we were going to kind of shift gears a little bit on our earlier conversation. I mean, we did get to provide, you know, some of the benefits and of people starting a home-based business using the tools. And, you know, one of the services that we provide is talking about toxins in the home. And, you know, there are toxins in people's home that they may not be aware of. And, you know, we figured we would, talk a little bit about that and then go into the benefits of the business that we have to offer to people.
Can I ask her one thing? And I know you know really what you're talking about, but just as an example of toxins for the home. Since we've been speaking on this radio show, in my home, so this is a Peter Mingle's personal story. In my home, my wife has always been spraying that stuff from the largest company out there, P&G, you know, Procter & Gamble. They spend more on advertising than anybody on the planet. And she's been spraying that stuff or putting in those electronic little devices with all those things. And every single year, when she does this sort of stuff, I'm getting headaches and headaches and headaches and headaches. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. My daughter started spraying some of this stuff recently, and not only did I get headaches, but my heart started racing. And I've eliminated all that. Just, you know, I've eliminated all that because you guys introduced me to essential oils. And I've been using a diffuser with essential oils. And those essential oils do a much better job of deodorizing, but also I don't get headaches. So when you talk about toxins in the home, I can really resonate with that, and I have to single-handedly suggest that it was you guys that were a very considerable solution. Otherwise, I'd be sitting there fighting with my wife and my daughter now with, you know, stop spraying that stuff. Stop spraying that stuff. So I had a chance to throw out all of those electronic ones. And if I find any cans with the P&G or the Glade thing on them, I get a chance to throw those things away. And guess what they've said? They've said, you know, the other one works so much better. The essential oils work so much better. So then I just have to make sure that they use it. So I strategically place them in the house so this way we can enjoy them. And guess what my favorite one is, of course? Lavender is a really cool one to be spreading around. So that is a really cool one. So anyway, so back to you. So I want to interrupt because you were on a roll, but I just wanted to throw my own
that's question. That's okay. Thanks for that, Peter, because I know we actually talked about lavender in one of the shows, but I just wanted to state briefly, and that information that you provided and talking about the essential oils, that just happens to be one of hundreds of products that the company that we work with has, and they're all good, and they all have life-changing benefits for people who decide that they would like to become a customer. I mean, after becoming a customer, if they want to share what you just shared with others, they can do that. But, you know, it's their choice. You know, nobody's forced into doing anything, but there's nothing like living a better and healthier life by using something that's going to be safer, better for you and your family.
And what I love most about the oils, too, is that you have so many different options. Like you can go lavender one day. You can take the essential oils and go orange with lemon. You can take peppermint, you know, and eucalyptus oil. You just have so many options. I know lately we've been using a lot of the frankincense because you like that.
Oh, yeah, I do. That's, you know, something that goes way, way back. You know, it's definitely a healing oil. And, you know, as I stated, and our company just has hundreds and hundreds of products. And the thing I like the best about it, I don't have to run around selling anything to anybody or bothering people to do something that they don't want to do. I don't have to stock up my basement. I don't have to fill the garage up. All I have to do is just set up the relationship between our company and the customer or representative. And you know what? They continue doing what they're already doing. If they're buying certain products in their home that they may not know that are toxic and dangerous to them, what they'll do is they'll switch doors, save money, make their home safer for them and their family. And that just makes me think. I was actually having a conversation earlier with our nephew, and he was shopping for food to cook dinner. And I'm sure when he was shopping, remember I spoke earlier about when people go to the grocery store. And, you know, when we go to the grocery store, we actually avoid that aisle where all the cleaners are, because you have cleaners there that are outgassing. And when you walk by that, I mean, it could actually trigger headaches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's chemicals that will trigger asthma attacks and even heart attacks in people that are normally healthy and there's nothing wrong with them. And they could be closed and they still suffer from the exposure to those toxic chemicals. And I know we were going to talk about that. Is that something you wanted to mention?
No, whenever I find myself in the grocery store, sometimes if I go into a store I don't know, that's why I hate going into a grocery store that I'm really not familiar with. Because if I end up going down that aisle, right away I know that I'm in the wrong aisle because my head starts to hurt. So I just agree with what you're saying.
Yeah. I know that, you know, before we were talking about an article that we saw a year ago, I think we talked about this on one of our shows. It was a study on chemicals that are in makeup, plastics, and other everyday products that are harming unborn babies, damaging the brain and reducing IQs. And, you know, I like to say also it's even changing the IDs in people. I know it's IQs, but come on. When you're exposed to something that changes you, you're not who you were before you were exposed to it.
I got you. You're a different person.
And it makes you a different person, a sick person. And nobody should actually be made to be sick because of something that they paid their hard-earned money for. You know, and, you know, this article, it was in Natural News, and the writer of that is Amy Goodrich. You know, you like to go ahead and give her credit. But a lot of the stuff that this article talks about, we've actually presented in research that we've done in the past. We've talked about toxic chemicals in the home. We pointed out facts, you know, from studies that were done by ETA, you know, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, and the National Center for Health Statistics, EPA, as I stated before, and, you know, the National Health Institute, and even the President's Toxic Substance Strategy Committee, that they warned that 90% of all cancers are triggered by toxic chemicals in our environment and even in the homes. You know, these things that people are purchasing in the store and putting filling their grocery carts up with and taking this stuff home, they're endangering themselves, their family that's alive, and ladies, pregnant ladies, you're harming your unborn babies. And, you know, I think that this type of information is information that people need to know about. You know, the commercial that I talked about in the past about the shots that doctors want people to take, and the kids say, "Mom, did you know about that?" Then the other one, "Dad, did you know about that?" Well, Mom and Dad, did you know that when you go to the grocery store and you're filling up your cart with, you know, products, you know, for example, you know, I will actually state this, it's right in the reports, and again, this is facts. Products like the Dove Beauty Bar, you know, which the doctor will actually tell people to use that beauty bar to deal
get rid
with
of eczema.
Yeah, skin problems and issues. You know, the one of the reasons why we talk about this is because that's what we were told with our baby, you know, who now happens to be an adult and her skin is beautiful because, you know, we made that change. What if we didn't switch to a better, safer company? You know, that Dove Beauty Bar, it contains a chemical in it called Cortania 15. That is a fancy name for formaldehyde. It's a carcinogen. It causes cancer. That beauty bar also has butylated hydroxylene in it. and it's BHT, which is also a carcinogen. It causes cancer. So, you know, when you're exposing your kids to, you know, these dangerous products, Johnson's Baby Conditioning Shampoo, it has formaldehyde, aspartame 15. It causes cancer, dermatitis. It's neurotoxic. It's a sensitizer. It's poisonous and irritant to the skin, eyes, mucous membranes. And it also has a chemical in it, FDC, Red 40, which is carcinogenic as well. And, you know, if you go back to that article that we talked about, you know, what is the first statement in the article say? Do you have over there?
It starts off saying that most consumers really think that the products available on the market are safe because they believe that the government wouldn't allow any products in the store to be harmful to their health. And it goes on to state that, unfortunately, this is not true, that many of the products sold today contain toxic ingredients with very limited safety testing. And then what I really thought was interesting in this article was that it's the first of its kind that it's going to be a research, a long-term research study. It's called Targeting Environmental Neurodevelopmental Risk. Dozens of scientists, health practitioners, and children health advocates, they're calling for more aggressive regulations, and they're going to be doing more studies.
You know what's interesting about that? You know, you always have these studies that pop up, and you'll find articles that date all the way back to 1995, 2000, 2005, 2010, where they say, oh, we're going to start these studies. And, you know, you kind of wonder, you know, where the government control is. And that leads me to talk about the law that was passed to where hazardous chemicals were defined by the Environmental Protection Agency, and they gave the definition as two. One of them is acute hazard, and the other is chronic hazard. And anybody, you know, if you know what acute is, that is something that has an irritant, is a sensitizer, and is toxic and highly corrosive. Chemicals are involved that if those chemicals were to come in contact with your skin, let's say, for example, to your eye, it would cause a detrimental effect to that target organ, and it would rapidly result in some damage upon that short-term exposure. That's acute. Chronic, that includes a carcinogen or a cancer-causing agent or any other chemicals that cause an adverse effect to a target organ, which will, that effect occurs over a long-term use exposure. So you would throw Johnson's Baby Conditioning Shampoo, as example, into that chronic hazard, or even lotions that you use on a day-to-day basis, or even makeup that women put on their face every day. And the article we talked about, you know, talked about the chemicals in the makeups causing a harm to unborn babies. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of ladies, they like to use these makeups with all these dangerous chemicals in it. And you also stated that a lot of the chemicals that are in these products, people think that they're safe, right? And because there's no government regulation. And you know what? There was actually laws passed by the government. And, you know, Peter always usually likes me to talk about those laws and mention them. And those laws that define the hazardous chemicals, which means that any hazardous compound, which is defined by the Federal Code of Regulations, you know, that term hazardous actually does not apply to any substance that's used in a product that's designed for personal, family, or household purposes. So that means if my nephew today, when he was shopping, if he went and he purchased some cleaning products and got them off the shelf, you know, some of those other chemicals that are not good for you, the Federal Code of Regulations, they passed this law. It's under Title 29, Section 1910.1200C, and that law was passed, and it means that that company, Procter & Gamble, you know, Peter mentioned them, Bristol-Myers, Lever Brothers, Johnson & Johnson, they can develop and market personal care and household products containing hazardous chemicals. And guess what? The government, you know, from the lobbyists back in 1959 and 1960, when the lobbyists for those companies went to Congress to get this law passed, well, those companies that manufacture those products, they don't consider those ingredients that are put in the cleaning, personal care items, bathing products, they don't consider them hazardous. Now, they took that one step further. Under the Federal Code of Regulations, Title 16, Section 1500.82 and Section 2Q1A, those companies are exempted from full labeling of the hazardous chemicals. And what that can be best explained by saying that if a manufacturer does not wish to accurately list ingredients on the product container, that manufacturer is exempt from full labeling compliance. That's scary.
Well, I kind of agree with this writer said we have a broken system, and that's showing that the system is broken.
Right, it is. Mm-hmm. You know, come on. 2016 is when that article was written. You think something, anything's changed? Mm-hmm. People can make their own change. You know, they can make their own change by getting better, safer products and saving money to make their home safer for them and their family. And, you know, Peter, you were going to say something?
No, I was going to say we should take a commercial break, but we don't have to yet. So finish your thought.
Oh, okay. No, I was going to, I guess, before we take the commercial break, I saw a brainy quote that I would like to state, and it was by Henry Ward Beecher, and this was way before the Industrial Revolution, which occurred in 1942, and that's the time that all these chemicals started being developed, and that's when people started being exposed around that time period, and then they start passing the laws that cause these issues and problems. And this gentleman was born he's born 1813, passed in 1887,
yeah.
And his brainy quote was, "The true secret of giving advice is, after you have honestly given it, to be perfectly indifferent whether it is taken or not, and never persist in trying to set people right." And what that means is, why should you try to convince someone of something? It's unfortunate when people are using these toxic chemicals, and we wonder why the cancer rate is so high. We wonder why people are getting all these degenerative diseases. And in part, it's because of the exposure to toxics.
Mm-hmm.
And what Dr. Jacqueline and I are doing here is we're doing these shows because, you know, Peter, you've actually caught us helping people. And, you know, we believe in lead by example. And, you know, again, someone made a statement to me when I read that article to him. Actually, it was my nephew, and he said that that's really cool. He says, "I can't tell you to drink from the fountain of youth while I'm standing by the soda machine." And I'm like, man, you were right on when you said that. And that was pretty cool. But if you feel we should take a quick commercial, Peter, we can do that?
We'll do that, and we'll be right back. Hold on 1 second. Here we go. Pushing buttons.
Building Fortunes Radio creates the environment to spotlight your product and your opportunity. If you have something to sell or something you want to share with the world, you can do it here with Building Fortunes Radio. When you go to our site at buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll be able to check out today's featured host. Right now, you're listening to Dr. Jacqueline and Irvin Harris and Peter Mingles on their designated segment. Learn what's new and what's important in the home business world and beyond right here with Peter, Dr. Jacqueline, and Irvin Harris. You can also listen in on the Building Fortunes Radio Archives. You'll be able to hear this again anytime from almost any device that can play an audio. Check us out on your mobile device, your tablet, or your computer. Just go to buildingfortunesradio.com and look for today's guest. You can even find us on iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend about today's show on Building Fortunes Radio. Now back to the show. Take it away, Peter.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Dr. Jacqueline Irvin Harris. Things related to everyday issues and hazardous products and chemicals inside your home, if you will, and, of course, inside your workplace as well. So, Irvin, back to you.
You know what, Peter? I was actually just looking at the time, and you know what I can do? If you want, I can give an abbreviated description of, you know, the basics of our company and what it is. And, you know, if you want, we could go ahead and wrap that up. If there's any other questions, we can answer those. So would you like for me to do that?
Catch them next week, absolutely. So back to you.
Okay. Well, here's the basics of our company. What our company is a company that has natural products that have no harsh chemicals in them, and they're safer for people and the environment. Belong to our company is like belonging to a wholesale buyer's club, like a Sam's, BJ's, or Costco's, with the exception our products are less expensive than those that you would buy at the Wholesale Buyers Club or even in the supermarket. So what you get is you get a better quality product than the ones that you're currently using. Now, everybody's a customer. They will buy directly from the manufacturer. If you decide to do this as a business, you're not going to stock your basement, your garage. You're not going to buy from you. You establish the relationship between the manufacturer and the customer, and the customer goes directly to the manufacturer, and they purchase. They use the Internet, or they can pick the phone up and dial from the 800 number, and the products that you want to use are delivered right to your door. And the reason why this